From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Virgin Galactic founder Richard Branson and federal accident investigators are due to arrive today at the site where Virgin Galactic Spaceship Two crashed. The ship crashed during a test flight, claiming the life of one of two pilots on board. The second is reported to have suffered major injuries. It's still not entirely clear what happened. However, some witnesses describe seeing the space plane explode shortly after it separated from its mothership in the skies above California's Mojave Desert. George Whitesides is the chief executive of Virgin Galactic.
Space is hard, and today was a tough day. We are going to be supporting the investigation as we figure out what happened.
The National Transportation Safety Board is sending a go team to the crash area today. There are mixed messages on wage growth in the latest government data. As NPR's John Itzty reports, the Employment Cost Index posted a solid increase for the second quarter in a row, while data on consumer spending and incomes was disappointing.
The Employment Cost Index is a broad measure of the wage, salary, and benefit compensation that U.S. workers receive. For the second quarter in a row, the index rose 0.7%. That's a bit stronger than economists had expected. Over the past 12 months, the Employment Cost Index has risen 2.2%. But a separate government report shows incomes rising just 0.2% in September, the lowest increase this year. Meanwhile, consumer spending declined 0.2% in September. The growth in workers' pay has been slow since the recession ended, barely outpacing very low inflation. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
A former member of Florida A&M's marching band is facing up to 22 years in prison after a conviction on charges of felony hazing and manslaughter. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Tallahassee. Dante Martin was found guilty for his role in the hazing death of another band member named Robert Champion.
It was a band tradition known as Crossing Bus C. In 2011, drum major Robert Champion ran from the front to the back of the bus while members of the percussion section punched, kicked, and struck him with straps and drum mallets. Champion died afterwards from internal injuries. Dante Martin was the president of Bus C, a leadership position. Prosecutors said he helped direct the hazing. The jury deliberated less than 2 hours before finding him guilty. Afterwards, Champion's mother, Pam, said she'll have tears for both young men, her son and Dante Martin.
He has to pay for what he has done. I won't get my son back. But no one wins here.
Three other members of Florida A&M's band are still awaiting trial. Greg Allen, NPR News, Tallahassee.
This is NPR News. A major power failure has hit Bangladesh. The state power company says a transmission line that brings electricity from neighboring India has failed. A power company official says the blackout hit today and covers all parts of the country connected to the national grid. Bangladesh began importing electricity from India last October. Kurdish fighters from northern Iraq have entered the Syrian border town of Kobani. Witnesses say at least 10 vehicles carrying the Peshmerga fighters arrived last night. They are believed to number about 150 and are bringing heavier arms to the battle against the so-called Islamic State. The arrival of the Iraqi Kurds marks the first time Turkey has allowed ground troops from outside Syria to reinforce the Syrian Kurds defending the town. In college football, the University of Michigan's athletic director, Dave Brandon, has resigned. As Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports, Brandon's departure comes amid controversy over his decision to keep a seriously injured player on the field.
Fans watched in horror during a Minnesota game this fall as Michigan's coaches left second-string quarterback Shane Morris into play even after he was hit in the head and clearly struggling to walk. It immediately became national news, and now Michigan's president, Mark Schlissel, says he has accepted Brandon's resignation.
The injury that happened to Shane a number of weeks ago, was extremely unfortunate. Football is a very rough, it's an aggressive, it's a violent game in many ways. We learned from that incident. We're reviewing our procedures.
This all comes during a national effort to reduce concussions among student athletes. For NPR News, I'm Kate Wells.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.